Midland Today welcomes letters to the editor at andrew@midlandtoday.ca. Please include your daytime phone number and address, for verification of authorship, not publication. The following letter is in response to an article entitled, Speed Bylaw Approved to Regulate E-Bikes on Midland Trails Next Year, published September 7, 2021. I just read an article you wrote about e-bikes on the trails around Midland. There is a group of us, 60-80-year-old, that travel to Midland to cycle the trail from the Midland Water to Wabauchin. We drive over 2 hours to get there, some spending good money on overnight accommodations and restaurants. This past Friday, 8 of us came to Midland to cycle the trail and noticed a sign posted about no electric vehicles. I didn't see the sign, but I did see one about max speed 20 km per hour. 3 of the 8 riders use e-bikes that allow them to cycle without the discomfort they would normally encounter if they didn't have this assistance. I find it interesting that e-bikes are banned, yet those cyclists, the ones that love to wear the spandex gear, can continue to ride dangerously and not give a care to anyone else because they always have to get to where they are going in a hurry. We see it everywhere. There are always bad apples in every group, but I think this decision to not allow e-bikes on Midland trails will certainly be questioned by others as it becomes more aware. And here is a fine example of the spandex bikers not giving a care about their actions. Friday, when we were cycling, my friend was in front of me and a group of spandex riders were approaching us. As we usually see, they were approaching quickly, and my friend felt that he should move even closer to the right side of the trail because these guys were in the middle of the trail and not moving over or slowing down. Upon their approach to us, my friend got his tire hooked on an edge and was sent flying to the ground. Luckily, he was wearing his helmet, but his leg sustained considerable cuts. Not what you want to see happen to a 75-year-old person. Oh, and the spandex cyclists, they kept on trucking. It was only another group behind them that stopped. Through various social media platforms, I will be sure to let others know that e-bikes are not allowed in Midland, and we will take our money and spend it where we are welcomed. Frank Irv Fergus.